السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters who are listening over the receivers also, we all know that we are in the month of Ramadan. There is no need for any kind of proof for that. And we all know the maqsad and the objective of fasting in the month of Ramadan, which you have been listening to over the years, and especially in this month of Ramadan many, many times, that we have to develop taqwa in our lives. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal upon us, His kindness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He directs us to do something, commands us to do something, orders us to do something, then He also makes it easy for us. He directs us that how can we achieve that objective easily. The government of the time does not really bother about that. They say you must pay your tax, and if you don't pay, then we are going to fine you, and if you still don't pay, we imprison you. That's about all. But how to make it easy for you, that is not their department. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all His orders, all His commands, Allah ta'ala also tells us how you can make or attain, how you can attain this objective easily. Now when Allah ta'ala ordered that we should develop this taqwa, so on the one hand He prescribed this fasting, which makes it easy for the person to develop this taqwa. That when the person is staying away from food, drink and carnal passions from dawn to sunset, merely on the hukam and order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so then it becomes easy to develop this taqwa. But at the same time, Allah ta'ala has also mentioned in other ayat and other verses, other ways of achieving this objective. One of them that Allah ta'ala mentions is that, kunu ma'as sadiqeen, join the truthful ones. Join the ones who've got sadaqat in their lives. Join those people who have got sadaqat, in reality means people of taqwa. Ulaika humus sadiqoon. And those people who got taqwa, they are the ones who are from the truthful ones. So this truth and sadaqat, when it comes in the life of a person, not on his tongue only. At present we've got a lot of truth on our tongues, but it is not in our lives. In other words, we make a lot of speeches about truthfulness, about honesty, but when it comes to our lifestyles, then we don't see any reflection or projection of that honesty and truthfulness that we preach about. So now how can we get that? So Allah Ta'ala makes it easy and says that join those who have got this taqwa, join those who have got this sadaqat, then you will also become from amongst the truthful ones. And that is the nature of man, that we steal from other people's character, we steal from other people's mizaj and temperament. When we befriend them, when we become part and parcel of their lives, when they become our intimate pals, as we say, our bosom friends, so then we imbibe within us the same qualities, the same sifat. The person who puts camphor in his clothes, if you, I don't know, see it very much here in South Africa, but in India when we were studying over the years, when it comes to the summer months, then they put some camphor inside the warm woolen clothing, so that in winter, when you remove those jerseys and other things from your bags, then there are no worms and other creatures inside there. But the fact is that when you have to put camphor in clothes, then after some time you will get the smell of camphor in those clothes. If a person puts ithar on his clothes, he will get the effect of that ithar and that perfume on his clothes. If a person goes fishing and returns from fishing, and he has spent a long time baiting and casting the rod and fishing and touching the fish and all the rest of it, when he returns home, he doesn't have to tell you that I came from fishing. The person will just inhale and say, this is a fisherman who has just returned. That is the nature, that in whichever company the person stays, he will take the effect of that. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is also saying that stay in good company, the company of the people who are truthful, those who have got honesty in their lives, those who have got sadaqat in their lives, those who have got taqwa in their lives. If you are going to join them, then you will also get taqwa in your life. That is the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore, up till now, we haven't heard anybody calling Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, or Hazrat Usman radiallahu an, or Sayyidina Ali, or Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. We haven't heard anybody saying Haji Abu Bakr. Yet Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an perform Hajj, but nobody says Haji Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, who could have known more tafsir than all these people? Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. But we don't give them these titles, that they are Haji Sahab, or they are this Sahib or that Sahib. The title that they have got, that they are Sahabis of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because any other person can also exceed sometimes in ibadat. The companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ibadat that they made, some of those Sahabas did not make as that much zikr as somebody might make in our times. A person accepted Islam and he lived for a few days or a few hours in this world, and he did not make that number of nafil namazes, or he did not make that amount of zikrullah, he did not make that amount of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, but yet it is a consensus of opinion that the person who just saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state of iman, the person was, and he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he passed away in a state of iman, then his status is so high that if all the walis of the world, all the qutubs and all the ghaws and all the abdals and everybody get together, they cannot reach the status of the lowest sahabi. What is the reason for that? Because we can get increased ibadat in our life. That person lived only a day or two or few hours and he passed away, so he couldn't have made so much of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. And one of us could have lived much, much longer and read Durood Sharif 100,000 times or plenty of times. We made istighfar, tawbah, or recited the Quran Sharif, or made nafil namazes. So outwardly the ibadat of the person seems to be much more than that of that sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that companionship that they had of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, that fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sohbat, where will they get that? Can anybody get that fragrance that they got in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also refers to them as the sahaba. The ahadith will find mention of them as sahaba. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself says, Ashabi kan nujum bi'ayyim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahabas, my companions, they are like the guiding lights. Whichever one of them you follow, you'll get hidayat. Then if you look at tabi'in, then who is a tabi'i? A tabi'i is the person who followed the pattern of the sahabi, and he lived in the company of a sahabi, or he saw a sahabi, he benefited from a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, became tabi'i, then taba tabi'i. So that's how it carries on, this sohbat and companionship. So that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, that if they join the sadiqeen, and then that will make it easy for the person to develop in his life taqwa. We can read as much kitabs as we want, we can listen to as many speeches as we want, but it is not going to light up that fire of taqwa in our hearts. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de, ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Put your heart close to the heart of the person whose heart is burning with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then see how the fire of that love does not catch on into your hearts. Nigahe wali ki ye taaseer dekhi, badalte hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put also such kind of effect in their gazes that so many people's lives just changed because of the gaze that fell on them. So we who are weak ones, we are sinful ones, we who do not have that kind of taqwa in our lives, then this is what we are directed towards, that this objective you can attain it easily if you have to join the truthful ones. Now why this mazmoon came in my mind today after a long, long time, I don't know. But what I believe is that if we have to look across the board, and because we deal with cases every day of our lives, people on drugs and drink and adultery and fornication and all kinds of sins and vices and evils, the majority of them will tell you that it is due to the company. All you have to do, ask a few questions and you'll come to the conclusion that it's the company that this person keeps which is distancing him from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which is making his life a life of sin and vices and evils. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he said, "Ad-deenu ala al-mar'u ala deen khalilihi falyanzur adukum man yukhalil," or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that a person is on the way of life of his friends. Whether he likes it or not, he is going to be on the way of life, the religion, the deen of the persons of his friends. Whichever direction the friend goes, this person will go. Either he himself has got that much strength and power in his own good actions and deeds that he can pull the friend towards his side. But if he has got a weakness, then the friend will pull him that side. Therefore I mentioned some time back that one person had a great desire that I'm going to go into the bar and pull out some people that are in the bar. Just like sometime a youngster who was in the rave club and discos and cinemas, he was in a life which we term as fast lane life. But now that he came out from there, so suddenly shaitan will now whisper into his heart that you came out from the rave club, what about all your friends who are inside there? What about all those girls that you knew? You must go and get them out also. So the person now, he goes back into the same rave club to go and pull out other people from there. But in many cases what happened after that is because of the weakness of this person's iman, he was not yet strong enough, and when he went in there he got lost himself. So like that, a person went into the bar. He was a person who was at one time drinking, he was an alcoholic, but then this josh came in him that I was going to pull out the other people from inside the bar. So when he went inside the bar, he got hooked inside himself and he went back onto the same habit. So one poet who was one of his friends, when this person came out, so the poet said very beautifully, "Raat phir wa is bala nosho kusam jaane gaye." Raat phir waiz bala nosho kusam jaane gaye, main kade se nikle to mushkil se pehchane gaye. He said, last night once again that person went inside to give some waaz and nasihat to the people inside the bar. But when he came out, he was wobbling himself. Mushkil se pehchane gaye. We couldn't even recognize him, that this is the person that went inside. So at such a time, you don't have to go inside to take them out. Stay outside and block their way going inside. Go to their homes and talk to them. Bring them to the masjid. Take them to places where they can have entertainment which may be of the halal kind, and at the same time use it as an opportunity to make nasihat to them. But this company will pull a person. Most of those who are on drugs also, it's the same thing. It's a company, friends. Who gave it to you? My friend said, just try it out, friend. So I always say, can that person be a friend? The person who is not concerned about our health, is not concerned about our wealth, is not concerned about our welfare, is not concerned about our respect, is not concerned about our dignity and honor, the person wants to see us being embarrassed, shamed, humiliated, disgraced, the person who wants to put us into a habit which will break our family life, which will destroy our marriages, which will destroy our wealth, which will destroy the respect that we have in society, so then can that person be a friend? So Allah Ta'ala has given us aqal and said that do not choose such people as friends. We should not be choosing such people as friends. Either we have, as I said, the strength to pull the friend towards our side and bring him on the right path also, and if not, then make salam and distance yourself. And don't think that there is any sin in that, that the person will become offended. What is more important? That the friend gets offended or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes offended. So therefore, Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi also he has mentioned that there are four kinds or four ways that a person can make his islah. One is to be in the company of the righteous and the pious. There is no better way than that. It does not mean just choosing one shaykh or something like that. Even from our friends, to choose a good friend and make it clear with this friend that our friendship is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If you find me erring, if you find me going in a wrong direction, if you find me deviating, if you find me doing anything that is wrong, that is haram, that is forbidden, then I will not be offended. You must tell me clearly that this is wrong what you are doing, and I will willingly accept it. And the same, if you are doing something wrong, then I will tell it to you. So in this way, if both people are friends, then inshallah that person, he will stay on track. But the best after that, of course, is that the person chooses some mentor, somebody that he has confidence on, that this person is not interested in his wealth, in his properties, in his possessions. He is not looking at his degrees and qualifications and how beautiful car he drives and how much of gold and silver he has. The only real thing that concerns this mentor is that how can we give up our sinful way of life and get Allah Ta'ala in our lives? Because if we have Allah in our lives, then as you have heard many times, mana ke meer gulshan jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq jannat liye hue. Now this person will then have the khaliq of the gardens of jannat in his heart. So what better connection do we need after that? And life will become so pleasant and so enjoyable. It will never become boring. In fact, the people who are on drugs and on drink and adultery and fornication, their life becomes boring. It becomes very, very boring. Therefore, they increase the dosage all the time. The person on alcohol wants to go higher and higher. The person on drugs wants to go higher and higher. Why? Because their lives are becoming bored. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is displeased. So he'll make the life boring. And then the person will continue in that sinful lifestyle until he destroys himself altogether. So therefore the first way is this, that the person chooses a person who is pious, righteous, as his companion, as his friend, so that he goes to the right majalis, to the right programs, to the right places and stays away from haram. And if he cannot get that, then this person must learn from his enemies. Because from the enemies also you can make your islah. When you look at the things that the enemies say about you, because the enemy, even if it is something good in you, he is going to turn it around and make it bad. The enemy does not want to look at anything good in you as good. They will only try and look for all the weak points, and even the good points they will make it into evil. So we have to listen carefully to what they say. If they say that you are like this, you are like that, you are like that, then don't get offended. Look into that list of things that they are saying. If what they are saying is correct, then make amends. They are doing us a favor that they are pointing out our weaknesses and shortcomings. One Allah wala, somebody told him something about there being a certain weakness in his life. Now yet it wasn't a weakness. But just to cut the story short, he told him, well, thank you very much. You have found one weakness in my life. I appreciate that you informed me. But there are many, many more weaknesses. If you come across it, please do inform me. Finish. There's no fight, no argument, no fisticuffs, no punches, nothing. So look at the list of things that they are saying. If it is right what they are saying, then it is our duty to make amends. And if it is not right, then forget about it. Then make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He did gave us the tawfiq to do that which is right. So that is another way. Then he says the third way is this, that for those people who cannot even get somebody like this to tell him what is wrong in him, so then make muraqabah. Every day find some time and think of the akhirat, think of the hereafter, think of the qabr. Just close the eyes for a little while and just picture ourselves being on a platform where they are giving us ghusl, our clothes are being removed, water is being poured, we are being moved backwards and forwards, our tongues have stopped wagging, our hands have stopped touching those illicit beloveds, our lips have stopped kissing those illicit beloveds, our eyes have stopped looking at all the filth on the internet sites and on the television screens and on the streets. Our mouths have stopped eating the haram and drinking and popping those drugs. Everything is over. We are being moved backwards and forwards. And the people around us are talking about us, that what was the lifestyle of this person who has died. Clothes are removed. If the clothes are tight-fitting, they are sliced with the scissors. Even the false teeth is removed. The bangles, the jewelry from the women's necks all removed. Our watches removed. Nothing left. The person can be a multi-billionaire and multi-millionaire. He can be the king of an oil-rich country. But now when he is going, this is his condition. Nothing. Coffin also, there is no designer label on that coffin. And then he is carried on the shoulders of the people and put into a deep grave and sand is poured over him. Now if we think of this and every day we'll go through this journey for a little while, then it does not mean that we are not going to marry, we're not going to run business, we're not going to eat, not going to drink, not going to laugh, not going to joke. Everything will remain normal. The only thing is now there will be a break on these evil passions and desires of ours. That the moment shaitan and nafs take us on or tempt us to go in the wrong direction, then we will think that a day is going to come when this will be my state. What if that time has to come whilst I'm in actual commission of that adultery? How many people have died in the homes of their illicit beloveds? How many? Heart attack and the person is gone. Then what? Didn't we hear on Eid day the person died at the prostitute quarters? On Eid day so many died in a cinema in Bangladesh, we didn't hear about it. So many other places, how tsunamis and other disasters struck and suddenly people who were in different kinds of actions disappeared from the scene. How many people were caught in, they had their illicit beloveds in their cars and in accidents both of them died. And the whole world comes to know that this lover and his beloved were in the car, this is what happened. So when we are going to think of this moral, this journey of the akhirat, then it will restrain us from haram, that's all. And I conclude that, as I mentioned before also, that if you look at the spelling of haram, it's H-A-R-A-A-M. That it's not only one harm. In haram itself there's H-A-R-M, but in the spelling H-A-R-A-A-M, that means there's double harm in haram. You can never find peace, happiness, prosperity. There'll be nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. So it is the choice is ours. We make the choice. Allah has given us a willpower in this month of Ramadan. Let us make the right choice. We always talk about the right choice. In a bride, we say must make the right choice. We don't just accept anyone. May Allah Ta'ala give me first of all and give you and the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the suffering, the pain and the problem of the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the suffering of mankind around the globe. We must pray for their hidayat too and for the removal of their suffering also. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.